We've talked about finding an instructor. We also clearly need to find a broker or a brokerage service. And as I understand, there are full service brokerages and there are discount brokerages that provide automatic service online. Can you tell me how I choose between them?
Well, the first thing you want to do is first figure out the product you're going to trade. Am I going to be trading stocks? Am I going to trade futures? Am I going to trade, you know, each different product has a different group of brokers that are doing brokerage for that product. You want to make sure that whatever broker you choose happens to specialize in the field that you're going to be trading in. From there, the idea of full service is overrated. Full service basically is saying that all you got to do is give us a call and we'll handle it for you. Personally, I think the wave of the future is the electronic brokers. Everybody has a computer. Everybody's able to type. Put your order in yourself, get the cheaper price. Full service does not mean full service anymore.
But can't the broker be giving me advice or educational guidance?
It depends on the product again. See, in the stock market, there's plenty of people that really do know what they're doing. Plenty of people that know what they're doing. But if you venture into, say, the options market, there are very few people that know what they're doing. I went through, for my students, and tested out 24 different brokerage units that broker for options. Of those 24, I came down to two or three that I would consider using. Okay, think about that. There were only two or three that I would consider using. From there, when I got deep into it, only one stood out. I mean, think about that. Of 24 different brokerage firms for options, I could only come up with one that I was comfortable with recommending.
What is the reason for that? What's going on behind that story?
You know, different products obviously are different.